Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I'm Tony Newmark, and this is Parshat Lech Lecha on Purely Pshat. Let's go. So the first Aliyah of Parshat Lech Lecha is broken up into the following sections. Avram leaving his home, the famine in Canaan, and the capture of Sarai. So the first section, Avram leaving his home. So God said to Avram, go away for yourself from your land, the place that you were born, from your father's house, and go to the land that I'm going to show you. And I will make you into a great and big nation, and I'll bless you, and I'll make your name great. And you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. And every family of the earth will bless you. So Avram left, just like God told him to. And he went with Lot. Avram was 75 years old when he left Haran. And Avram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all the possessions that they acquired in the land, and the people that they had with them in Haran, and they left, and they went toward the land of Canaan. And then they arrived in Canaan, and Avram traveled through the land as far as Shechem and the plain of Moreh, and at that time the Canaanites were settled in the land. And God came to Avram, and he said to him, I will give you this land to your descendants. So Avram built an altar there for God, who came to him. So he moved from there to the mountain, which was east of Beit El, and he pitched his tent there. And Beit El was to the west, and Ai was to the east. And he built an altar for God there. And he called out the name of God. So Avram traveled, always traveling southward. The next section, the famine in Canaan and the capture of Sarai. So there was a famine in the land that they were in. So Avram went down to Egypt to settle there temporarily, just for a little bit, because the famine was so severe in the land. And then, when he came to Egypt, he said to his wife, he said to Sarai, now it's clear that you're an attractive woman, and when the Egyptians will see you, they'll say, it's his wife, and they'll try to kill me and keep you alive. So, please, say that you're my sister, so that they'll be good to me because of you, and my life will be spared thanks to you. The second Aliyah continues with the story of Sarai and the Egyptians, and it also speaks about Lot and Avram parting ways. So what happened was when Avram came to Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman that was with him was very attractive. So Paro's ministers saw her, and they praised her to Paro. And she was taken to the house of Paro, and he gave things to Avram because of her. So now Avram had flocks and cattle and donkeys and servants and maidservants and female donkeys and camels. But then God afflicted Paro and his entire household with a severe disease because of Sarai, because she was Avram's wife. So Paro called to Avram and he said, what have you done to me? Why didn't you tell me that she was your wife? Why did you tell me that she was your sister? And then I took her as a wife for myself. Look, here is your wife. Take her and go. So Paro gave his men orders, and they escorted him and his wife and all their possessions out. The next section speaks about Avram and Lot parting ways. Avram went up from Egypt to the south, him and his wife and all their possessions together with Lot. And Avram had so much. He had cattle, silver, and gold. And he traveled from the south, passing Beit El, until he reached the place where his tent was previously put, between Beit El and Ai, at the site of the altar that he made there at the beginning. And Avram called out there in the name of God. The third Aliyah continues the section about Avram and Lot parting ways, and it also speaks about God promising the land to Avram. So Lot, who went with Avram, also had a lot of flock and cattle and tents, and the land was not big enough for them to live together because they had so many things, so they weren't able to live together. And there became a fight between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot,
and the Canaanites and the Perizzites were living in the land at the time. So Avram said to Lot, "Please, don't let our shepherds fight between each other, because we are relatives. Don't you have the whole land in front of you? Please, go away from me. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. And if you go to the right, I will go to the left." So Lot looked around, and he saw that the entire plain of the Jordan until Zoar was well irrigated, before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of God, and like the land of Egypt. So Lot chose to go to the entire plain of the Jordan. So Lot went from the east, and they parted ways from one another. And Avram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and he made tents there, as far as Sodom. But the people of Sodom were extremely perverted and corrupt to God. Next section, God promises the land to Avram. So God says to Avram after Lot parted from him, "Raise your eyes, and from the place where you're standing, look north, look south, east, and west, because I will give you all the land that you see, and to your children for eternity. I will make your children like the soil of the earth, because man cannot count the soil of the earth, and so too your children will be counted. So get up and walk through the land, across its length and its width, because I am going to give it all to you." So Avram pitched his tent there, and he settled in the plain of Mamre, which is now Hebron, and he built an altar there to God. The fourth Aliyah speaks of the following sections: war between five kings and four kings, Avram fights to rescue Lot, and Avram refusing the spoils of war. So the story of the war between five kings and four kings. So this happened in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, Kedar Laomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goyim. And they waged war against Berak, king of Sodom, Birsha, king of Amorah, Shinav, king of Admah, Shemever, king of Tzvoyim, and the king of Bela, which is now Tsoar. So these kings joined together in the valley of Sidim, which is now the Dead Sea. And for 12 years, they served Kedar Laomer, and for 13 years, they rebelled. So in the 14th year of rebellion, Kedar Laomer came with these kings who were with him and his allies, and they struck the Rephaim in Ashterot Karnaim, the Zusim in Cham, the Emim in Shavel Kiryasayim, and the Chorites at the mountain of Seir, until the plain of Paran, which is alongside the desert. And they came back to Ein Mishpat, which is now Kadesh, and they destroyed the entire area, the Amalekites, and also the Amorites, who were living in Chatzetzo Tamar. So the king of Sodom, the king of Amorah, the king of Admah, and the king of Tzvoim, and the king of Bela, which is now Tzoar, they came forward and they fought a battle in the valley of Sidim, with Kedar Laomer, the king of Elam, Tidal, the king of Goyim, Amraphel, the king of Shinar, and Arioch, the king of Elazar. Four kings against five. And the valley of Sidim had many clay mines, and the kings of Sodom and Amorah fled, and they fell into them. The survivors fled to a mountain. So they took all their possessions of Sodom and Amorah, and all their food, and then they left. And Lot, the son of Avram's brother, was residing in Sodom, and they took him and his possessions, and they left. The next section speaks about Avram fighting to rescue Lot. So someone who ran away came and informed Avram, the Hebrew. And he was living in the plains of Mamre, the Amorite, who's the brother of Eshcol and the brother of Aner. And they've all made a promise, a covenant with Avram. So when Avram heard that his relative was taken captive, he took 318 trained men, and he armed them. And these men who were born into his household, and he pursued them as far as Dan. And him and his servants divided themselves throughout the night and killed them and pursued them as far as Chova, which is to the left of Damascus. And he brought back all their possessions that he took from them. And he restored Lot, his relative, and all his possessions, as well as the women and the people with him. The next section, Avram refuses the spoils of war. So after Avram came back from killing Kedar Laomer and the kings that were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the valley of Shaveh, in the king's grounds. And Malchet Tzedek, the king of Shalem, brought out bread and wine. And he was a priest to the supreme God. And he blessed him. And he said, bless Avraham to the supreme God who possesses heaven and earth. Blessed be the supreme God who delivered your enemies into your own hands. And he gave him a tenth of everything he had. The fifth Aliyah continues with Avraham refusing the spoils of war and another section of God promising Avraham children. So the king of Sodom said to Avraham, give me my people that you have taken in possession and take their possessions for yourself. So Avraham said back to the king of Sodom, I raise my hand to God, to the supreme God who possesses heaven and earth, that not even a thread or a shoelace will I take from you whatsoever as my possession, so that you won't say that you've made me wealthy, except for what my servants ate and the share of the men who were with me. Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre will take their share.
The next section is God promising Avram children. So after all these things happened, the word of God came to Avram in a vision. And he said, don't be afraid, Avram. I am your shield. Your reward is extremely great. And Avram said, God, Almighty God, what could you possibly give me? I have no children. And the steward of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. Avram said, you have given me no child, and a member of my household will inherit me. So then the word of God came to him, and he said, he will not be your heir. Instead, you will be inherited by someone who comes from within you. And he took him outside, and he said, look to the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them. And he said to him, that is how your children will be. And he believed in God and considered this an act of righteousness. The sixth Aliyah speaks of the following sections: the vision of exile at the covenant, Sarai giving her handmaid to Avram, and Avram's name being changed to Avraham. So the vision of exile. And he said to him, I am God who brought you out from Ur-Kasdim to give you this land as an inheritance. And he responded, saying, God, Almighty God, how can I know that I will inherit it? And he said to him, take 3 heifers, 3 goats, 3 rams, a turtle dove, and a young bird. So Avram took these, and he cut them in the middle, and he placed each part opposite the other. But he didn't divide up the birds. And birds of prey descended on the carcasses, but Avram drove these birds away. And then when the sun was ready to set, Avram fell into a deep sleep, and a great frightening darkness fell on him. And he said to Avram, you should know that your children will be strangers in a land that's not theirs, and they'll be enslaved and oppressed there for 400 years. And I will announce judgment on the nation that they will serve. And after that, they will leave with a great amount of wealth. But you will come to your forefathers in peace, and you will be buried in good and old age. And then the fourth generation will come back here. For the Amorites will not be completely sinful until then. And then when the sun had set and it became very dark, a smoking furnace with a fiery torch passed between these parts. And on that day, God struck a covenant with Avram, saying that I have given you this land for your descendants, from the river of Egypt until the great river, the river of Prat. The Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. In the next section, Sarai gives her handmaid to Avram. So Sarai, Avram's wife, did not give him any children, and she had an Egyptian handmaid named Hagar. And Sarai said to Avram, see that God has kept me from bearing children. Please come to my handmaid, and maybe through her I will be established. And Avram listening to Sarai's voice. And at the end of 10 years of Avram's living in the land of Canaan, his wife Sarai persuaded Hagar, the Egyptian, her handmaid, and she gave her to Avram, her husband, as a wife. And he came close to Hagar, and she conceived. And when she noticed that she was pregnant, her mistress
was unimportant in her eyes. And Sarai said to Avram, "May my wrongdoing be on you, because I gave my handmaid to you." And when she saw that she'd become pregnant, I became unimportant in her eyes. So God should have judgment between me and you. And Avram said to Sarai, "Here is your handmaid. Treat her as you see fit." So Sarai mistreated her, and she ran her away. So an angel of God found her by the water fountain in the desert, and by the fountain on the road of Shur. And he said, "Hagar, the maid of Sarai, where are you coming from and where are you going?" And she said, "I'm running away from Sarai." So the angel of God said to her, "Return to your mistress, and you shall allow yourself to be under her hands." And the angel of God said to her, "I will greatly multiply your descendants so that they won't be able to be counted because they are so great in number." And an angel of God said to her that when you conceive and bear a son, you should name him Yishmael, because God heard your affliction. And he will be an outdoorsman whose hands will be on everything, and everyone will have their hands upon him, and he will live with his descendants. And she called out in the name of God, who had spoken to her, "You are the God of vision." Because she said, "I may have seen before, but I would not have expected to see here too." So the well was called the well at which the living appeared. And it's found between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar had a son to Avraham. And Avram named his son, who Hagar had for him, Yishmael. Avram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Yishmael to Avraham. The next section, Avram's name is changed to Avraham. So when Avram was 99 years old, God appeared to him and he said to him, "I am the Almighty God. Come close to me in worship and you should be perfect. I will put my covenant between me and you and I will multiply you." So Avram fell on his face and God spoke with him and he said, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will become the father of a multitude of nations. Your name will no longer be Avram. Rather, your name will be Avraham, because I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. And I will make you extremely fruitful. I will make you like the nations, and kings will emerge from you." The seventh Aliyah continues this covenant. "I will establish my covenant between me and you, and between your descendants after you, through their generations, as a covenant that's everlasting, to be to you for a God, and to your descendants after you. I will give you and your children the land in which you live, the entire land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be God." The next sections in the remainder of this Aliyah is the covenant of circumcision, Sarai changing her name, and she's promised a child, and Avraham circumcising himself and the rest of his household. So the covenant of circumcision. So God said to Avraham, "You should keep my covenant, you and your descendants, through their generations. This is my covenant that you should observe between me and you, and your seed after you, that every male among you should be circumcised. And you should circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and that will be a sign of the covenant between me and you. At the age of 8 days, every male will be circumcised throughout the generations. Someone that is born in your house or someone that is purchased with money from any foreigner who is not specifically from your seed. Those that were born in your house and those that were purchased with money should be circumcised. And my covenant will be in your flesh as an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who doesn't circumcise his foreskin's flesh, that soul will be cut off from its people. And he has broken my covenant." The next section, Sarai's name is changed and she has promised a child. So God says to Avraham, "Your wife Sarai, you won't call her Sarai anymore, because Sarah is now her name, and I will bless her, and I will give you a son from her, and I will bless her that she will become nations. Kings of nations will come from her." And Avram fell on his face, and he was so happy, and he said to himself, "Could it be that someone can have a child if they're 100 years old? Could Sarah at 90 years old give birth? Avram said to God, if only Yishmael will live before you. So God said, yes, your wife Sarah will have a son for you, and you'll name him Yitzchak. And I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his children and his descendants after him. And regarding Yishmael, I've heard you. I've blessed him. I will make him fruitful and extremely numerous. He will have 12 princes, and I will make him into a great nation. But I will establish my covenant with Yitzchak, who Sarah will have for you as a child at this time next year. And he finished speaking with him, and God ascended from Avraham. Final section of the Parsha, Avraham circumcises himself and his entire household. So Avraham took Yishmael, his son, and all those born into his house, and all those purchased with money, every male of the people of Avraham's household. And he circumcised the flesh of their foreskins on that day, like God told him to. Avraham was 99 years old when the flesh of his foreskin was circumcised. And Yishmael, his son, was 13 when he had the flesh of his foreskin circumcised. And on that day, Avraham was circumcised and Yishmael was. And all the people of his household, those born into his household and those bought with money from foreigners, were all circumcised with him. This was Parshat Lech Lecha on Purely Pshat. I'm Tony Newmark. Have a great Shabbat.